welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast on the big news story. My name is Shivani, and today we discuss Chitleen Sethi's story on how the BJP is going to contest Lok Sabha elections solo in Punjab, without any alliance with Sukhbir Singh Badal's Akali Dal. A week after the Union Home Minister Amit Shah said that the BJP and the Akali Dal were negotiating a possible tie-up for the parliamentary elections, BJP State Chief Sunil Jhakar Tuesday announced that the party will be contesting alone in the Punjab region. Polling for the 13 Lok Sabha seats in Punjab will be held on 1st June. Apart from the Aam Aadmi Party, which has declared 8 candidates, no other party in Punjab has declared candidates for any seat. In a video posted on X, formerly Twitter, Jhakar said that the decision had been taken after due consultation with the senior party leaders. The BJP will fight the elections in Punjab based on the tireless work that the Prime Minister has done for the poor and downtrodden, the farmers and for the traders of this country, said Jhakar. Meanwhile, talking to media persons in Amritsar on Tuesday, Party Chief Firozpur MP Sukhbir Singh Badal said that the Akali Dal was not a party driven by number games, unlike some of the national parties. We are a 103-year-old movement with a clear vision, and we have always stood by and for our principles. That will continue to be our goal, he said. The SAD Core Committee has already made our position and priorities clear. For us, it is principles above politics and issues above any political numbers. We are the largest democratic representative organization of farmers and have always led the fight for their rights from the front and introduced historic measures in governments for their welfare. Our party is committed to safeguarding the Panth and Punjab, added Badal. Sources in the BJP said that the talks between the two parties have come unstuck over the sharing of seats. The BJP wanted 5 out of the 13 seats, while the Akalis were ready to give only 3. A senior BJP leader told the Print. The SAD's core committee met Friday to discuss the possible tie-up. While resolving to remain committed to the party's basic values and principles, the committee members had not made public any decision regarding the tie-up. While speculation regarding the revival of the alliance has been going on for several months, Shah Wednesday confirmed in a television interview with News 18 that formal negotiations between the two parties were on. In the interview, Amit Shah said that the BJP was trying to bring together all former allies back into the NDA without compromising on the prestige and honour of his party. First solo Lok Sabha elections for the BJP in the state. The BJP will be contesting the parliamentary elections on its own in Punjab for the first time in 2 decades. During its long-standing bond with the SAD, which began in 1997 and ended in 2021, the BJP contested only 3 seats, Amritsar, Hoshiarpur and Gurdaspur. The party is a marginal player in most of the constituencies and was dependent on the SAD in rural areas. After the two allies parted ways in 2021, following the farmers' agitation over the 3 central farm bills, the BJP has been trying to win over leaders from the other parties. The BJP has also tried to make inroads into rural areas, banking on Modi's outreach to the Sikh community. The party's vote share has averaged 10% in various Lok Sabha elections since 1997, all contested in alliance with the SAD. In the 2022 assembly elections, when the BJP contested without the SAD as an ally, its vote share was just 6.6%. It's a marginal increase from the 5.39% in 2017. From 2007 to 2017, the SAD BJP alliance remained in power for 2 consecutive terms in Punjab. In 2012, when the SAD BJP alliance made history by coming to power for the second term, the SAD's vote share was 34.73% and the BJP's was over 7%. The alliance beat the Congress vote share of a little over 40% to retain power. In the 2017 assembly elections, the SAD vote share went down to 25.24% and that of the BJP to 5.4%, leading to the Congress forming the government with a 38.5% vote share. The SAD's vote share dropped to 18.38% and that of the BJP to 6.6% in 2022. The Akali leaders, like those of the BJP, have tried to put its own house in order to regain its political footprint in the state. In December, Sukhbir Singh Badal issued a public apology to Sikhs for his failure to stop multiple incidents of sacrilege 9 years ago, the repercussions of which ultimately toppled the party from power. Badal has also managed to bring back many of the old guards who had left the party and formed separate groups. In December 2021, Ranjit Singh Brahmpur, along with his son Ranvinder Singh, joined the SAD after 3 years of having left the party in 2018. Brahmpur died in 2022. Earlier this month, another senior leader, Sukhdev Singh Dhinsa, joined SAD, merging the SAD Sanyukt with the SAD. B.B. Jagir Kaur, another senior party leader, also returned to the party this month. Thank you for listening. Do tune in every morning at 8 a.m. for more such news and analysis from the print.